All right. He said, definite request. With what thanksgiving, continually to make what? Your wants known to God. That's how you let them be known. Thank you, Lord, because let them know I'm still believing. I didn't hear you change. I can't find anywhere in your word that you changed. So I'm not going to change. I'm not going to let the pressure move me. I'm not going to let people move me. You have to train yourself because your mind going to want to do all kind of stuff. That's where it comes in. The Bible says, fight the good fight of faith. That's where your fight's at. Because these thoughts coming from the enemy, from the natural man trying to take that away from you. And you stand there and say, no, I'm standing my ground. This is what Ephesians is talking about. Having done all to stand. You done prayed every prayer and gave all the thanks and it looked like nothing happened. You just said, I'm not going to change. I'm not going to change. Lord, I'm going to keep thanking you. All chaos around you falling apart, but you got God's promise. 1,000 may fall at your side, right? 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh you. And you stand there and say, you're not coming here? So when the storms are raging, I am talking about these storms that we see. When they are raging, look like they're coming your way. Say, you're not coming here. You may come around me, but you're not coming here. Because I got God, I have God's word and God's promises of yes and amen. And he told me, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Be not moved by blown around with strange teaching and doctrine. Be steadfast, unmovable. That's what he said, didn't he? Amen. So he said, with definite request, okay. Thanks and continue to make known your wants to God. And verse 7, look what verse 7, see, you some people are not, look at verse 7. And what? And the peace of God, and God's peace shall be what? Yours. That tranquil state of soul assurance of its salvation through Christ. And so fearing what? Nothing from God and being content with its earthly lot of whatever sort that is. That peace which transcends all what? It go beyond all understanding. I don't understand it, but I got peace. Transcend, go beyond all understanding. Shall garrison and mount guard over your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Are you in Christ Jesus? Then he got you. Hallelujah. And you didn't get in to get messed up. You got in to be fixed up. And he'll keep you in perfect peace. Hallelujah. And all these things trying to invade you and take over said, the door is closed and I'm not answering it. You are not invited, and I'm not welcome you here. If you've been inviting this stuff, you're going to have to let it know you're serious. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're talking about becoming God, what? Inside-minded. Let's go to the next verse. Hallelujah. Now watch what will happen. See, this is how you keep yourself on track. For the rest, brethren, see, talking about the rest, brethren, See this, see, you get to thinking about the problem, then you're all messed up. Oh, this, I didn't know what I'm gonna do. No. I know what I'm gonna do. I already made up my mind. I'm gonna trust God. For the rest, this is the rest now, brethren. Whatsoever is true. Whatever is worthy of reverence and is honorable and seemly, whatever is what? Just. Whatever is pure. Whatever is lovely and lovable. Whatever is kind. And gracious. If there be what? Any virtue. Any excellence. There is anything worthy of praise. Do what? Wait. And take account of these things. Fix your mind on them and you will have rest. Because you're God inside minded. You know, you could do yourself a favor. It's okay to occasionally look at it, but you do yourself a favor. If you sit in front of that TV and watch the news all the time, you're gonna be messed up. I will not allow them to put that kind of stuff in me. I mean, I look at it here to find out what's going on, but I'm not gonna sit there and just gob that up. No way, Jose. No way. Let's see, can I get this one? I knew I wasn't going to get there. Hallelujah. Fix your mind on this becoming what God inside mind. Look what Jesus said. Matthew. This is King James. Matthew 11:28. Matthew, come unto me. Do what? See, he told us what to do. Come to me. Come unto me, all you that got so filled with all kinds of troubles and I don't know what to do. Come to me, he said. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will.